Om Shanti. 2nd of January 2019. Special effort to become equal to Father Brahma. With this stage of introspection, know the secrets of each one's heart and make them happy. For this, experience the extraordinary stage in something ordinary, yourself, and also give this experience to others. At the time of coming into extroversion, also keep the stage of introspection with you. So today's effort is, with the stage of introspection, know the secret of each one's heart and make them happy. There are two words. One is introspection and another is introversion. So with that stage, know the secret of each one's heart. So Baba is telling us to read other person's heart, to read somebody's heart, to read somebody's thoughts, to read somebody's emotions. Whether you call it thought reading or feeling reading, whatever. In science, they use scientific techniques to do that. There are people who are not very spiritual, but yet they master this technique of thought reading. Or the moment somebody comes in front of you, are we able to read his mind, his thoughts, his feelings, his emotions, his ideas? Is it possible? Because unless and until we know the other person's deep internal thoughts, we may not be able to make them happy. So Baba is telling, know this Raz to make them Razi. Know this secret to make them happy. What should we do to make others happy? Is to know. Baba is telling to know their hearts. How can we know somebody's heart? That is one question. How can we know somebody's feelings? Have I been able to understand the feelings and minds of those at least who are around me? Baba is talking of even the unknown person, unidentified. Those people with which you have no acquaintance, if they come in front of you, you should be able to read their minds, their feelings, their emotions. Is it possible? And if yes, then how? It is shown in Indian culture or culture around the world. The ancient sages, for example, one sage is sitting and king comes in front of him. And before the king could tell what he needs, the sage would tell him that you want this. You are in need of a son, so take this fruit or whatever. So such instances are many where the sage could read the mind of the inquirer. So Baba is saying, when you become introverted or when you come through this stage of introspection, you will be able to know the secret of everyone's heart. How? This is one thing. And before we try to understand this, let's try to understand what is introspection. What is introspection? It is self-examination. Introspection is self-unfoldment. Introspection is self-analysis. And there is a beautiful word in English, soul searching. Soul searching. Introspection is critical examination of one's own heart. And if you see, all religions have given a lot of importance to this. especially Christianity, has given a lot of importance to self-examination. If you go to Jainism, there is a process in Jainism, and they call it Pratikraman. Pratikraman is that period when one goes in silence and repents for all that he has done wrong, for his wrongdoing, and that's an intense stage of self-examination. So introspection is a stage of self-examination, self-reflection, self-unfoldment, where one sits and tries to examine each and every thought and each and every feeling, and try to even understand the source of those thoughts and source of those feelings. So it's a very beautiful, sweet internal stage. And for introspection, you have to become introverted. So there are two words in psychology, introversion and extroversion. Introversion means introvert personalities. Extrovert personalities who are talkative, who are interested in others, who want to know about others. For the first time, a disciple of Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, and coined these two words, introverted and extroverted personalities. So one has to become introvert in order to do introspection. Because our mind has got outgoing tendencies. It tries to see, it tries to find. And wherever our vision goes, our energy goes. Whatever we see, that pulls our energy. So introversion and then introspection. Introspection, sitting in the cave of solitude, being introverted and analyzing oneself. And it should be a critical analysis. So they have described many stages of reading others' thoughts. And the first stage in most of the psychological techniques is this: empty your mind of all thoughts. If suppose A wants to know thoughts of B, these are the two subjects. A wants to understand B, A wants to know the thoughts of B. The first step A should take is to empty his mind of all thoughts. The second they say is, then focus on B fully. See those things which B is doing. All the extraordinary things, all the unusual things B is associated with. Because when we interact with somebody, more often than not, we are not very much concerned about that person. We are with the person, but yet we are not seeing him. We are not focused on him. So they say that if you want to know his thoughts, his feelings, you have to fill that person's mind, that person's thoughts, or that person's appearance in your internal mind. So focusing on that person. And in the spiritual sense, this is in the science or in psychology. Here in the spiritual sense, or when we talk in terms of spirituality, the first step would be to free the mind of all the waste and all the negative, and to get situated in Svaman or some elevated thought. And whatever soul that is coming in front of me, even to look at the same, that soul with that same elevated thought. And to focus on him, to concentrate on that person for some time. And the third stage, they say, is to see that person for 10-15 seconds. See that soul properly. And as if you are seeing him in your mind's eye. And the fourth step is to strike a conversation. Talk with him. And you know him. So in psychology, they describe these four stages of thought reading, of knowing any person. But these are told by those people who are not very much spiritual. They are just doing it for the sake of doing, or for some material gain. In terms of spirituality, Baba is saying, with the stage of introspection, know the secret of each one's heart and make them happy. Here, actually, in spirituality, automatically all things happen. The moment we become introspect, mind becomes clear. The moment we are totally in that stage of introversion, most of the waste have gone and our mind becomes like a mirror. When the mind is like a mirror, it can reflect anything. We will not have to make special efforts trying to understand people. With whatever faith, with whatever desire they come, his desire would get imprinted on our mind's mirror. We would be able to know what they really need. What is their deep internal desire? Probably what they are saying is not their desire. They are hidden desires. And knowing them, and by being able to fulfill them in right manner, we might be able to make them happy. So Baba is saying, with the stage of introspection. Yesterday also we talked about introspection or introversion. Know the secrets of each one's heart. And for this, experience the extraordinary stage in something ordinary yourself, and also give the experience to others. So now here Baba is saying, experience the extraordinary stage, asadharan sthiti. In something ordinary, yourself, and also give the experience to others. These are very higher spiritual things, where one gets situated in extraordinary stage of silence, of self-reflection. For example, if we are in the stage of silence, and imagine a poet sitting in silence in the proximity of nature, he can penetrate into the secrets of nature. All the discoveries of the world, all the inventions have taken place in the greatest stage of silence, solitude, introversion, introspection. So when it is possible to penetrate into the secret of mysteries of the worlds or into the material things, definitely this entire universe is a kingdom of souls. You know, and all souls are interconnected with each other. And they say that there is one universal mind. So if there's one mind here, another mind here, one is in USA, another is in Canada, another is in India, or somewhere. All minds are in fact connected with each other. Only thing is that they say by telepathic means you can establish connection with any soul. How is it that in India, it has been seen many times, a sage is sitting on the top of the Himalaya, somewhere above, and from there, he is calling some soul, some king, and the next day king is in front of him. He is invoking soul, please come to me next day morning, and the soul is in front of him. What was that power? What those souls, those sages must be doing? So this is the power. All souls are connected with each other. Only thing is the focus. If I have to establish connection with any soul, I can do that. For example, there were two yogis, one senior, one junior, and they entered one village, a city. And they were very hungry throughout the day. They couldn't get anything to eat. And they were very hungry. So the younger yogi was worried, what we will eat, we will have to go hungry without food, we'll have to go to sleep without food. So the young elder yogi, he said, just wait, and he sat in meditation, okay, 15-20 minutes he did meditation, and then he said, let's walk. He said, but where you are taking me? The senior yogi said, nothing, just follow me. And they started going into the city, moving into this lane, that lane, and going here, there, and at last they came in front of a 5-star hotel, both of the yogis, and the manager of the hotel was outside waiting for them, and he said, please come, I was waiting for you. And he took them inside and allotted them a room, and then he provided them food, and that's all. The younger yogi was shocked. He said, what you did? How this came to pass? And the senior yogi said, I sat in meditation and I invoked a particular soul of this city, that which is the most beautiful hotel and which is the most a manager of that hotel, and I focused all my energies on that soul. I didn't know who is that manager of that hotel, but I focused all my energy on that soul, and then I started giving him instructions that we are coming, please come down to receive us, and we will, please give us a room and please give us, provide us with food. And that thought was so powerful, he said, that I focused all my energy on that thought and I invoked that soul and gave that soul that instruction, and that is the result. And what you are seeing is this. So even this is possible. And they call it psychic miracles or miracles of telepathy. So it's not just about reading thoughts, but you can even, Baba has said in Avyakta Murlis, invoke souls, talk with them, give them powers, fill them with powers, energize them, solve their problems without talking with them, just at the mental, spiritual level. Even that can be done. Everything is being done without any words. It is non-verbal communication, thought-wordless communication, speechless communication. So even that is possible. Whatever we want to say to somebody can be told to that person without words. At the time of coming into extroversion, now the third thing Baba is saying is, also keep the stage of introspection within you. So such a thing is also possible. Baba is saying this is an extraordinary stage. Now when you come into the stage of extroversion, keep the stage of introspection with you. If you draw a circle and in between a point, so this is introversion and this is extroversion. So keep this stage of introspection within and then come into words and then come into speech. So all that we speak, that should come from the silence within. The deeper the silence, the more powerful will be the words. Our words are the reflection of what we are within. The deeper the silence within, even though the person is talking, yet he is not talking. The deeper the introspection within, even though the person looks extroverted, or joking, or talking, or moving around, yet he is in the stage of meditation. Because meditation is not the art or state of doing something. It is the stage of being. So being soul conscious, being deeply situated in that internal introspective mode and then coming into extroversion. Because these are two things and we have to strike a balance. One cannot say that I will not speak throughout the day. Someday it is possible, maybe it's possible for those soul who come to Madhuban. But if suppose you have to stay in Madhuban for 3 months, 6 months or permanently, or wherever you are, can you do that? It's not possible, because you have to interact with souls, you have to come in contact with them, you have to do seva, many things one has to do. So one cannot be lopsided. So that's why Baba is saying, it's not that you become too much talkative or you go into dead silence and without any word. Actually, these two things are very easy. To become completely mon is quite easy. To become too much talkative is easy. These are easy. What is difficult is in between. That's why they say silence, speech is silver, silence is gold, and diamond is controlled speech. Controlled speech is diamond. To eat too much is easy, and to keep fast is very easy. Not to eat at all. After you don't eat for 2-3 days, you lose the desire to eat. The craving goes away. But what is more important is to eat less. That is difficult. Eating less is a sadhana, a practice. So, extremes need to be avoided. So Baba is saying, either some people are very much introverted or some are very much extroverted. Stay in the stage of introversion or introspection and then come into extrovert. Then become extrovert. This is a beautiful stage, not taught by anybody. That internally one is silent. There is a crowd outside and there is a solitude within. There are words flowing out and there is a flood of silence within. So that internal stage of silence, internal stage of introspection, that internal stage of deep self-reflection within, and then outside all things are going on. It's like a stage, like somebody is coming out of the cave, talking with others and immediately going back into the cave. Again, when required, coming out of the cave, talking, interacting with everybody, the moment the work is done, you retire back, you withdraw into that cave. So it is this. So these are the three things, and today's whispers from beyond is, with the stage of introspection, know the secret of each one's heart. So to know other person, one has to go within. To read somebody's mind, one has to silent one's own mind. The more the mind is calm, placid, tranquil, and out of that tranquility will come the stability, will come the stillness, will come that clarity. And with that clarity, we would be able to see somebody's thoughts. There's one more example like this. I don't know how much true that is. It might be, but it has been given. There were again two yogis walking through the jungle. And whilst they were going, suddenly they heard the roar of a lion. And they got afraid. And the younger yogi got too much scared. He said, what to do? Even if we run away, we can't outrun the lion. There's no point in running. So the senior yogi, he said, don't do anything. He just sat in meditation again and stayed like that for some time. And the lion came, looked at him, and he went away. And after that lion went away, this junior yogi asked that senior yogi, what you did? He said, nothing. What I did was I made my mind so calm. And that calmness, then I projected into the mind of that lion. The moment the lion came, I projected all my calmness, stillness into the mind of that lion. And the moment the lion came, he became calm. And that has been seen in so many times in the scriptures. You see, there were lions in the ashrams. And they were absolutely non-violent. How they became non-violent? When we become non-violent, the souls, the animals also become non-violent. So our thought, each moment we are radiating into the entire universe. Our thought energy, if suppose I think one thought here, that thought is pervading the entire universe. That goes around and around. And there are thousands of people in the world. And that's why there is a mixturity. So that's why three things for practice today. Become introvert or introspective, and then you will be able to know their secrets of the mind. The second thing is, enter, experience this extraordinary stage, and then give the experience of the same to others. To give the experience of introspection to others, one has to be highly introverted. And third thing, even when you become extrovert, that should arise from the introversion or introspective stage. So these are the three things for today's Purusharth. Om Shanti.